Right now at Honda, find your kind of value with a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models. There's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.
You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the weekly Batuta News Bulletin. Here are the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. Starting with national news, and the former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce wants hiring regulations at Parliament House overhauled. He says politicians should be able to hire their partners so they can go to work without having to worry about seducing babes, like his new missus. Speaking with The Advocate this week, Joyce said,
"Canberra's a weird place. You know, you've got absolute sex bombs like me walking around the place with tight moleskin trousers that hug the crutch. And you got some serious smoke shows like Vicky working alongside me. I don't blame Vicky for falling for the big dog. I don't blame anyone who's done anything similar before. I'm a red-blooded regional man, and obviously there's a magnetic attraction to people like me."
Elsewhere in federal news, the Royal Commission into Misconduct in the Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services industry has announced that the banks could come under fire for letting pissed morons use PayWave when paying for 7 Jager bombs at the pub. The Royal Commission has already heard horror stories about predatory lending and dodgy financial advice, and Commissioner Kenneth Hayne is now set to turn the microscope upon the ethics of allowing cooked men and women to tap and go at licensed venues. Commissioner Haynes said at the hearing this week,
"I myself have been personally victimised by PayWave. I mean, I can't get stung too bad by the feature because of the calibre of red I drink. And if I'm ordering more than a couple of glasses or a bottle, it goes up over the $100 threshold, so I have to actually put my pin in."
It was Anzac Day this week, and one local bloke who was putting $500 on heads reckons the price of brekkie is pretty steep these days. After recklessly gambling for the majority of the daylight hours, Greg Parsons pulled up a bit dusty the following morning, and the 29-year-old commercial property leasing agent had to get some brekkie on the go. Pulling into a nearby cafe, he was absolutely blown away by how much a coffee and a brekkie roll can set you back these days. "Geez, it's a bit steep," said the man who yesterday made 3 ATM runs and doubled up until he was putting $500 on heads against heavily tattooed bikies at the local RSL. In other news around Batuta this week, and some first home buyers who were posing with their sold sign have been acting like they had no help from their parents. The young professional couple recently took to social media to show friends, family and casual onlookers that they've recently entered the property market, heralding a new chapter in their lives. Marsha Sock and Gavin Coolidge, both of Batuta Grove, said that they've made many sacrifices and that any young person can enter the housing market, provided they're willing to work hard and go without. Gavin, who graduated from a large, publicly funded private school in the heart of town, said,
"I've effectively given up skiing. Haters will say my dad helped me, or Marcia's dad, but the simple fact of the matter is that they didn't just give us the money. We actually have to pay our parents back for the 40% deposit. So fuck off."
Steve Gilbert Davies, a reader from the French Quarter, commented on the story, saying he earned his deposit after his grand died. Now, some bad news for Apple fans. A recent study by the CSIRO has concluded that there's no redeemable benefit to owning an Apple Watch. The CSIRO's Peter Flanagan said,
"If you've ever seen someone use an Apple Watch on the street, you won't need to read these papers' findings."
Overseas now, and London's Royal Observatory has announced that they're looking into how long Jamie Oliver actually thinks 15 minutes is. The study comes on the back of the success of Jamie's 15-minute meals, which have become a Western worldwide sensation. They're delicious and healthy, but that comes with one problem. They don't take 15 minutes at all. George Airy III, a timekeeper at Greenwich Royal Observatory, said,
"I attempted to cook his quick lamb tagine for my family. Did you know how long it took me? 33 minutes and 15 seconds. I mean, the fact that he claims that the meal takes 50 minutes to cook is a mere insult to my existence."
And on the sporting front this week, poor old Andrew Bogut has injured himself while signing his new NBL contract. The homecoming NBA star has reportedly been ruled out for the remainder of the season after a mishap while signing with the Sydney Kings. Bogut is often touted as one of the sport's most unlucky players, with a number of shocking injuries coming at the worst possible time for the Tin Man, including a broken leg 1 minute into his Cleveland Cavaliers career. Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
Right now at Honda, find your kind of value. With a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models, there's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.